بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الثالب: اللهم استأجرت أجراء وعطيتهم أجرهم غير رجل واحد ترك الذي له وذهب إلى آخر الحديث. We are reading this hadith of these three people in the days of before Bani Israel who went on a journey, and at night they had to take refuge in a cave, and then a rock fell upon the mouth of the cave and blocked their way from coming out. After that they decided that we should turn to Allah Ta'ala and beg Him for His assistance and present such amal that we have done, which are great good amal, and also at the same time solely and only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Consequently, the first one presented his amal, and he said that I used to look after my parents, very old, very aged parents, and I should not feed anyone else before them. First feed them, and then I should feed my children, my slaves, etc. Then one night I came, and then I found them to be asleep. And the whole night I stood with a glass of milk at their headside, waiting for them to wake up. And this little, my own children, were screaming because of hunger, but I did not feed them. I waited till they woke up and I fed them. And he said, "Oh Allah, if I did this solely for your pleasure, then relieve us from this difficulty which we are in and let us come out." On that rock on its own, by the command of Allah, moved a little bit, but not sufficient for them to come out. Then the second person presented his amal, that he had a cousin that he loved very much, and he always wanted to seduce her, wanted to have sexual relations with her, but she always refused. She was a pious girl. However, days came when poverty struck at her and she became totally helpless, and she came for assistance to him. He said, "I'm prepared to help you, but on the condition that you let me have sexual relations with you." She was so desperate that she agreed. And when he now was about to do his act and he had full control over her, she said, "They do not break by seal of virginity, but by its right, that is by nikah." At that time he feared Allah and he removed and retracted, and he gave her 120 gold coins before that, and he left that also with her. And he said, "Oh Allah, if I have done this also only for your pleasure, relieve us of this difficulty." The rock moved a little bit further. Then the third person said, "Oh Allah, Allahumma astajartu ujara'a wa ataytuhum ajrahum ghayru rajulin wahidin," that I had hired people to come and work for me. And after they had done their work, I paid them all, but one person did not come. One laborer did not come for his money. وَتَرَكَ الَّذِي لَهُ وَذَهَبْ, what his wages was, he did not collect it and he went away. فَثَمَّرْتُ أَجْرَهُ حَتَّى كَثُرَتْ مِنْهُ الْأَبْوَالِ, then I invested in that, what is the wages of his that was left, I now invested it, I did business in it, etc., until that wealth became very much. Allah gave so much barakat, which was a gift from Allah and a test also from Allah Ta'ala, that it had increased and it became a very great amount. فَجَاءَنِي بَعْدَ حِينَ, after some time he came to me now and he said, فَقَالَ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ أَدِّي إِلَيَّ أَجْرِي, O servant of Allah, that my wages, you know I still have to collect my wages, give it to me now, I want my wages. فَقُلْتُ, I said to him, كُلُّ مَا تَرَى مِنْ أَجْرِكَ, whatever you see, yeah, it is all your wages. من الإبل والبقر والغنم والرقيق, all these camels that you see here, herds and herds of them, and these cows that you see here, and these goats that you see here, and all these slaves, huge about, how much? He said, all this is yours. فقال يا عبد الله لا تستحزي بي, O servant of Allah, O my friend, do not make jokes with me. You know my wages, what it was supposed to be, according to that time, we will say perhaps 50 cents or 20 cents. according to that tablet letter. That is my wages. Don't make jokes with me. فَقُلْتُ لَا أَسْتَهْزِئُ بِكَ. I'm not making jokes. I'm not fooling around with you. فَأَخَذَهُ كُلُّهُ. And then he took all of that away. All those goats, camels, cows, everything, slaves. فَاسْتَاقَهُ فَلَمْ يَتْرُكْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. He took it all and he did not leave one thing for me. Not one goat, not anything. He took it all away. Allahumma in kuntu fa'altu dhalika ibtigha wajhik. Oh Allah, had I done this and I gave it to him for your pleasure, that you become pleased. فَفْرُجْ عَنَّا مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ. Then open this way of ours which we have blocked in. Remove this rock and let us come out. فَانْفَجَرَتِ الصَّخْرَةُ فَخَرَجُوا يَمْشُونَ. Then that rock moved completely away and they all came out. Yeah, also we learn this honesty and this great it's not a small thing with so much of wealth, and just to give it away. He could have just given him what his wages was, but all this he gave away, and just for the pleasure of Allah. Only for the pleasure of Allah. And in return, otherwise they should have died in that cave. But Allah Ta'ala took them out. That was the reward in this dunya and the reward in the akhirah for good deeds, and which are done solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, we cannot imagine. So all these three incidents show us that we should do good deeds, and most important is our niyat. That it must be only for the pleasure of Allah. And niyat, a person cannot just make like that. A definite effort has to be made for that. As we understand for our material things, we have to make effort. As we understand for our deeni things. For coming here for namaz now, fajr, we know we have to make an effort. The nights are short. Maybe somebody did not have a good rest. But when it was time to get up, he got up. It was an effort. So like that for niyat, that we understand that we have to make an effort to correct our niyat. Niyat is a very great ibadat. And on that Allah will do great works of ours in this dunya also and in the akhirat also. May Allah let us understand every aspect of our deen and not just take one or two things and feel that is deen and now I'm practicing on the whole of deen. Every aspect of deen, and that it comes into us, and then we will get the benefits of deen. Otherwise a person might, shaitan might make him feel that you are practicing on deen, you are righteous, you are pious, why you still got problems? And why are you having difficulties? We are still very far from practicing the whole of deen. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.